Hey y'all, hey, it is me, Dr. O, for another episode of Dr. O After Dark. And I know y'all probably like, Dr. O, everybody can't be your friend. Because I'm always like, oh, my friend, let me introduce y'all to my friend. But seriously, I guess tonight, this is truly my friend. I've known her for so long. We were actually, we met as we were neighbors. Yeah. And then our kids, my son and her daughter, ended up going to school together, and we became friends and everything. And so here, you know, that was what, they were like 7 to 8 years old, third grade, and now they're both well in their 20s, 23. Yeah, that's what I'm like. I had to count. I'm like, look, what is it? What year is this? Because it was born in 2000. So it was like, okay, 23. If it's 2023, that means he's 23 years old.
Every time the year changes.
Yeah, exactly. That's he'll be 24, 2024, come April. That's just like I'll be 44. I mean, so because we were born exactly 20 years apart.
Wow.
So that's how I remember my age sometimes when I be getting. Forgetting, I'd be like, what year?
No, it happens. It definitely happens.
Because I for whatever reason, I'm stuck at 40.
Are you stuck at 40?
I'm stuck at 40.
I was stuck at 30, though. I was stuck at 30, for real. I was just like, I don't know, 30-something. And then I was like, okay, no, for real. Like, what's the year?
No, I mean, like, not even on purpose. I don't mind saying I'm 43 or 44.
Me either.
But, like, sometimes, you know, I had a friend, and he was like, oh, you know, I'm 5 years older than you. And I was like, oh, okay, you're only like 45. He looked at me and like, what kind of math are you doing? Like, no, I'm like 47. I'm like, oh, wait, I am 42.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute, I'm 42. Yeah. I'm not 40, I forgot. Yeah. So yeah, you will be 47. I try to argue the man up and down. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, you're not 47, you're 45. If you're only 5 years older than me.
Right.
But for so often, I get stuck at, you know, at 40.
Yeah.
So I know we just jumped right in.
Oh, there you go.
But let me introduce y'all to my girl, Zanita Barnett.
Yeah,
and she goes by Miss Z.
Hey. How you doing?
Let me tell y'all, this woman is a beast.
Aww.
Not only is she a mother of, let's count her. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know if y'all can see how tiny this waist is and where she pushed them four out.
Man.
I got a theory that she was, you know, she didn't have them in her stomach. She was holding them in her booty.
Nah,
y'all see that thing?
You know what? That makes sense. That's probably what makes sense.
When we talk about the cup sitting on the backpack.
It really did. It was like that for real. But hey.
I used to hate her being my friend. It was like, shoot, you can be my friend, but we can't even go out nowhere because, I mean, you got a small stomach and big, I mean, and it's not no BBL, right? This is all natural, born and bred. She get it from her mama.
That part.
Or daddy.
Yeah.
Or grandma, whoever, but she got it, and they got it.
That thing came out the dirt from somewhere, I don't know.
So, my girl Z, only as a mother, master, don't get it twisted, master cosmetologist.
Yeah.
She is an artist with a very, very beautiful voice. Aww. She's going to give y'all some plugs so y'all can go and follow her, but y'all need to, if you hear in the local area, y'all need to come and check her out when she's singing. And if you're not here in the local area, y'all need to talk to whoever you can, your folks, to get her to come to you.
Oh.
All expenses paid.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? She's going to get paid for the performance. She's going to get travel and hotel. So don't be coming in my girl's DMs with all that other stuff. Nah.
With the free 99.
Yeah. we surpassed the free 99.
Yeah.
Master cosmetologist. Artist, poet, Reiki practitioner.
I am. That's
my yes.
favorite. That's my favorite.
That's your favorite out of all?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. We gonna definitely get, because you know I love me my Reiki.
Me too.
Yes.
I understand it.
That
I understand
energy
it.
Healing. Mm. Barber, and we put that, so under the Master Cosmetologist, we was having this, you know, conversation, because I'm like, okay, you're a Master Cosmetologist, but I hear that so much, and it's usually only one category, whether they're a barber or they do hair, and but she does it all. She's a barber, mm-hmm. hairstylist, mm-hmm. esthetician, nail yeah. tech, baby. Besides that, listen, she had this package, and y'all done missed out, but she's gonna come up with more. We'll talk about that. Yeah. But she had this package called Peppermint
package, yeah.
Peppermint. So yeah. Playing off the word of peppermint for the holidays, mm-hmm. peppermint. I done went and got that for my husband. Yeah. He had a hair dyed, haircut, mm-hmm. massage, a facial, a mani, a pedi, mm-hmm. all. I was like, okay. Okay, sis. And all of that in my home. She yeah. came to me.
Yeah.
That's that elite mobile service. And in case y'all wondering and looking at, oh, Dr. O, your locks look good and nice. Hit me up with the retwist. Ow. And did we say makeup artist?
Oh, yeah.
Because I said, I was telling folks, if y'all familiar with the Drew Carey show, I think that's the name of Mimi, where she, you know, had her makeup all to her eyeshadow all the way up to her eyebrows.
Like that?
Who, me? That's what I would look like.
I know,
you
like,
said I'm not supposed to
say that. I ain't gonna let you talk about my friend like that.
I sent her some pictures. I was like, look, I can't be on here, you know, looking like Mimi with, you know, my eyeshadow
no,
all of them, thinking I'm cute. I look in the bathroom. I'm working on,
whatever.
Got the tutorials,
no.
working on my contour and everything else like that. I'm on here looking ashy because my stuff like two shades lighter. And I think,
wow.
Okay, I'm cute. And then I go back and see the replay.
And he's like, oh, no. That's like-
and I don't look like the Dr. O. It's like, y'all be talking about me like, Dr. O, I know you make way too much money. You need to afford you a makeup artist.
And
you ain't gonna be out here looking like me.
Like,
I mean,
anyway.
I heard you. I heard all of y'all. Mm-hmm. So she gonna get me together. She got me together today with a nice little natural beat. She got my yeah. eyebrows on
bit,
flick.
Bit
oh.
Ew.
And so let's get right into to
yes.
it.
Yes.
Did I mention she specializes in hair color? Do y'all see this?
Oh, this is my fun stuff.
Do you see this? Green for the money,
hey,
baby.
I just feel like a tree these days, honey. I'm rooted and just growing stuff. And
digging out the roots.
Hey, come
planting
on.
Planting
yes.
this. She did this herself.
Oh, yeah.
On herself. I mean, if y'all can really see the details of this, and make me want to shave off all my hair.
Hey, come on. You know, I'm with it.
But you know, I mean, when y'all start seeing me in here with green locks and stuff like that,
hey,
y'all gonna be like, ow.
I'm for it. I am here for it.
Yes, indeed. So let's get into all of this. Tell us, I just gave you an introduction.
I mean,
but
one.
Let's break it down.
Okay. Well, I don't know where I start. I'm just, okay, first of all, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. This is amazing. It's beautiful. Every time I come here, it's just so exciting and nice. Okay. So with what is happening now, I finished school last year, and something happened in school with me that just, well, actually happened before for me even to go to school.
Okay.
Recently, I really, it just kind of opened something up in me
mm-hmm.
and just let me do kind of like whatever it is that I can do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So a lot of my, even my classmates, a lot of people just kind of pick one or two things or whatever, but mm-hmm. I really do enjoy
all of it.
All of it. And it's not that I'm doing too much of it at one time, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? I just kind of, you know, where I'm needed and it does me well.
Mm-hmm. Like most people, they will say that saying, because you don't specialize in anything, oh, you're a jack of all trades, as if it's a negative thing.
Yeah.
And not knowing the full quote.
Yeah.
Is a jack of all trades, a master at none, mm-hmm. but it's better than a master at one.
And not only that, it's just better than holding all that in and not being able to express yourself or do
exactly.
what it is you want to do. You
exactly.
know I mean?
And being able to take that, what I love is that holistic approach. And me and her was talking about how what you offer is that one-stop shop. Yeah. How many of us mm-hmm. have to go to the barber shop, the beauty shop, the esthetician to get our facials or our lashes?
Yeah, traffic and all that.
Is a nail to the nail salon to get a manicure and our pedicure? And, you know, then if you want a massage or something like that, on top of what you're going to all these different places.
Yeah.
And for a lot of us women, this is, you know, bi-weekly maintenance upkeep of going to get your hair done, your nails done, your lashes, makeup. Forget all that traveling.
Yeah, just go to one spot.
You have one spot.
And it can come to you. Quit playing.
And a one-stop can come to you. Quit playing, as she say. Y'all better look. Y'all ain't got nothing. And... And we're going to get into this a little bit more. She made the wrong product.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get into this because this product that she has is so amazing. And when I tell you, I mean, I'm like, I need a new lotion. She's like, oh, this worked for a little. Oh, I need this for my skin. Oh, this will do great one. Oh, I need this for my feet. Oh, you know what? You need it. And I'm like, you know, I don't call my females bees, but I was sitting up here like, hold up. You know, so I am excited. So you mentioned you just graduated from school. Now what, because you've been doing this for many years, even before you went to school and got licensed. This is a passion of yours. This has been a passion of yours since being a teenager.
Yes.
You know, I think.
Since a very young age. I want to say I was like 12 years old, and that's when I start really, you know, playing in other people's hair besides mine. I always tell people I used to have a line in the kitchen at my mother's house in the hood because, you know, people come to the house and get their hair done or whatever. But that was just a little hustler in me, you know what I mean? And trying to learn. I learned from, like, a lot of my family, actually. I come from a line of cosmetologists, like my cousins that are as well. So I just kind of, you know, followed their lead and learned and then just expressed myself through that way.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's been a minute.
All right. So now, tell us a little bit about where you're from and maybe like how this has shaped you as a person or even your journey.
Yeah, my journey. Well, my journey, I'm just now actually realizing a lot of different things about my journey that I didn't, you know, kind of put together. So it's interesting being asked this question right now because I've been thinking about it a lot, you know. But so I'm from Illinois originally, and
Chicago?
Peoria, Illinois. Okay. Shout out P-Town. Yeah. So I moved here to Georgia in 07.
Okay.
Yeah, and I came here to basically pursue, you know, first, initially, it was for music and just to get my family out of, you know, that environment at the time, because even where we were staying, we had purchased our home. And when I say we, I mean my family back then. I was married at the time and had two kids.
Okay.
So we both moved here in 07. And we did a divorce in 2013, right after our my third child. Yeah.
Okay. So right after your third child was born.
Yeah. After my third child, we divorced. So that definitely shaped a lot, you know, as far as I mean, everything, you know, it started a lot. I always say, like, when energy get low, or like if there's something going on, you know, it just kind of challenges me to get up. And that's usually when I get to see myself, you know what I mean? So either way, I went through the divorce. So that was a part of my journey that made me have to get up regardless of where I was. And man, I've been pretty much just going ever since, you know, so.
And I forgot to mention also gardener.
Oh my gosh. I'm so busy now that I don't even get to get to my garden. And it's so frustrating. But I promise myself this year I'm getting back out there and putting my feet in that dirt. And I'm going to grow my own food again, because that really changed my life.
Listen. So my daughter, she went to Montessori school, and they're big on like growing your own food. So I had the little, you know, the pot on the patio, and grew some things. We grew, you know, like some basil and things, mainly like herb. Then I grew some like tomatoes. When I tell you,
it ain't the same.
It is not the same as in grocery store tomatoes.
No.
Them tomatoes that we grew was so bomb.
Like it's like a whole nother flavor or something. I don't know if they sucking it out or what. But when you grow it straight from the ground,
It's like, I don't know what they injected, even in them organic ones. Yeah. It just did not taste
the same.
And so, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Grow our own.
No, really. I miss it. I miss it so much.
So you mentioned that you got a divorce right after having your third child. How old was your third child when you guys got a divorce?
Oh, so we actually split up when he was only 3 months old. Yeah, it was quite extreme. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit, you know, about that, and in more so like your resiliency and things like that. Because as we talk about normalizing trauma and the impact on it, when most people, you know, they think about like trauma, they think like this high level war, natural disaster, physical abuse, sexual abuse, and, you know, even death, you know, especially somebody died tragically, but we don't talk about just loss, losing yourself, losing the life that you thought you was to have, losing a partner, divorce, losing the career. So I can't imagine being with someone married, married 10 years, went through 9 months of pregnancy, and 3 months after giving birth, my whole ideal of family and everything else, it goes down the drain. Because I can't imagine, I don't think anybody will intentionally have a child and then get divorced. So tell us a little bit about your experience with that.
Ooh, well, if I was to talk about that experience with just a little bit, I would say that it was just, first of all, the whole thing, when it was happening, it happened so fast.
Okay.
It happened very fast. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, that was pretty much my whole face, like, when it was happening. Like, wait, what? You know? So I was shocked about a few things, and I basically just knew that it was such a big difference from what I was expecting in life, that I had to, it was just like one of those things, like, hell no. I can't even consider. You know what I mean? Like, it was just a hell no situation. Like, That means that if this isn't working and this is a hell no, then surely, surely God got something over here for me, because I understand my source.
Yeah.
You understand? I know where my source comes from. So either way, if something like that happened, especially out of your control, it's just like, listen, because I've been doing, like, I do readings as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I have been doing readings since my son was 2.
So when you say you do readings, you give readings or you get them or both?
Both.
Okay. Both. I gotta get a reading.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta get you a reading. But yeah, we...
Not with you.
Reading. Yes. Okay. So...
The library is open.
Listen, but the thing is, like, back in, I want to say... Oh, my God. So Zion was born in 04. So 06 or something, maybe just about a year or two before I moved to Georgia, I had started readings and doing readings. So that's really where a lot of my mature portion of my spiritual journey, you know, that I can remember happened.
What do you mean in regards to the mature portion? And before we get into that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I heard you say your son's name.
Yeah.
Zion.
Zion, that's my baby.
And, you know, y'all know Dr. O, you know, the what kind of, and Roger isn't Zion. Come on, I was about to say Erica, Lauren isn't Zion.
And you know that's where I got it.
Look, that's my song.
I always said, too, I was like, listen, when I have me a son, I'm going to name him Zion. That's a beautiful name. That's like, the meaning and everything.
Yeah. Do he feel some kind of way like, oh, that's my song?
Every time I want to just let him know I'm thinking about him, I send him that song and he just send me something back laughing.
So the funny thing about that, and that's a beautiful thing that he has a song, is that my daughter's birthday is on September 21st.
Oh, okay.
And she watched the Trolls movie. And, you know, on that, in the first Trolls movie, they play Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so she thinks, number one, it's not Earth, Wind, and Fire, it's the Trolls.
It's the Trolls, first of all.
It's the Trolls song.
About?
We ain't, you know, it ain't nothing
what
like
you
that.
Mean? Who are you talking
and
about?
Then number two, that song was made for me. Right. Do you remember?
Right.
On the 29th of September. I mean, she literally thinks, and I'm like, baby, that's right. Before you were even born, the ancestors
got inside of like our mama
knew,
like,
and they told the spirits of the earth, wind, and the fire.
And
so
the fire.
All the entities that you are going to be born on September 21st. And so they asking, do you remember on that 21st night of September? I'm never gonna find a way.
Yes, I love it.
I'm more of an alto, but you know I can get down.
The body
That's it.
Dancing in the team, the body up. And the men away. Yes.
Look, you're getting
me. Somebody better book a quick.
What I was saying, you're getting me too crunk. Look, I'm knocking over stuff and everything like that. You're getting me too crunk. Before we move on, I know y'all like Tato. This is like, what y'all still doing with all the holiday? Yes, it is still Christmas around here because I wanted to get my girl in before the Christmas holiday.
Right.
This is only air on Thursday.
Yeah.
I couldn't get you in, but I said, bunk that. We still going to do Christmas in whatever month we in.
Right.
So here we are. And y'all know she like me. Y'all know I love my socks, so I'm gonna have to show y'all my Santa socks. I take off my shoes because you know this Dr. O after
they
dark,
are so
and I
cute.
Lift my what did I say?
What
are you a little
say?
Bit naughty or nice?
Oh, naughty, nice. Okay, I see.
I mean, And we got our winter cups here. You never know.
We do.
The best part of waking up is vodka in your cup.
Yes, I got the eggnog.
I'm telling you, book me.
Yes, book her now.
Book me, baby. Book me. Yeah, I mean, y'all can come out and check my girl Z. I'm going to be doing backup.
Ooh, not the backup. That's what
going to
do.
We're going to be in there. Hey. And you know what? We're going to come. We're going to come educated. We make up our own song. Be like, trauma.
Trauma,
baby.
Ooh, yeah. I cannot. I will pay
for that. You need to go to therapy and dig it up at the root. And if you're not ready for therapy, baby.
Yeah. If you ain't ready to do
you
what?
You better get that rake. That rake.
Okay.
But also the red, because we're coming up on Valentine's.
That's right.
And I'm sure we're going to have some great deals.
Yes.
Y'all stay tuned. We're going to give all her information, because she's going to have some very naked nectar. She's going to get naked and a little bit of nectar for Valentine's Day. I'm so excited about to see what you got in store.
Yeah.
Anybody
thank you so much.
see, I was about to say something. I was gonna say, anybody wanna get naked? and have a little bit of this nectar.
But see, you know,
look. Y'all gonna have to call Z.
Yeah.
Because as you know, she said that, and getting back to the topic, you were married.
Yeah.
So now you're divorced. That means you're single and giving away that.
Well, not quite.
You book her for a naked nectar procedure, then you might get a happy ending.
Right, no, it ain't that kind of nectar coming on from over here, but bruh. Not the heavy ending.
The juices, listen, the nectar, the nice.
It's about nature. Like I said, I spend a lot of time in the ground. Like,
oh, see, she getting back on top.
No,
it's
for real.
The nature. You know, she got that serious again. Let's get back professional. Come on.
So
you spend a lot
I'm
of time
is,
in the ground.
But this is where I become most naked, though. Seriously, because I literally, okay, first of all, it's a thing. Growing your food, your own food. With your own feet in the ground. That's a thing.
Ooh. I mean, if they can stomp out grapes.
Just saying.
As long as your feet clean, I mean, don't have me. I was watching this TikTok and this lady was making this holiday thing. And she put eggnog and all this kind of stuff in it. And then she put pudding in it. And then she was like, we're going to let it sit. I'm going to take it out and I'm gonna show you.
Right.
So as she let it sit, she has her cat. And comes up and she's like, oh, my baby. Oh, I love you. Oh, he's so cute. Look, I got a little snail on me today. Then she put the cat down and get right back into.
Oh, Lord.
You know what? I'm going for the comments.
I got to say something.
I got to see the comments. I know somebody getting these comments is going to be like.
No, wait. Now what? What
had happened? Going to get cat hair in the food. So make sure if y'all in the garden with your feces that they clean.
I mean, hey, you outside in the dirt anyway. My whole.
Nah.
Now, you're going to be stomping on some grapes, then.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm saying, don't have me coming over talking about, this is some fresh, vegetables from my garden, and you done had, get your foot detox done.
Yeah, that part.
And all the calluses, because you do it all, that pedicure, get it done before you get to garden. Yeah. She can work with you on getting all of that, and then take you outside and getting dirty in that soil.
That's right. That's the type
that
of stuff
naked nectar.
Naked nectar.
Dirty.
Very dirty.
In the soil.
Ooh.
Very dirty.
Very dirty.
What you sipping on in your cup?
Girl, you
we got some eggnog.
Eggnog, doggy.
That nog is
nogging. It is not. I'm over here glistening. I'm sweating. I'm hot a little bit.
We acting a doggone fool. So seriously, getting back, as I said, I cannot imagine what it was like for you. And even maybe like your mental health journey.
Yeah, no, it was a lot. Okay, so one thing I've known about myself for a long time is that sometimes it takes a while for something to completely hit me.
Okay.
So when I'm in the midst of it and I can see what's going on, it's kind of like when I get started doing, like kind of preparing my bed for the fall. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of like my natural thing to go to. I don't know when I started this, as you know, maybe as a kid or whatever.
Okay.
But it's definitely a thing that that happened. Like as soon as it happened, I got up, I meditated, I took about 10 days, and I remember writing all this stuff down because it was a thing, right?
Okay.
And so I shut myself down for 10 days. I got myself 10 days.
Okay.
You get 2 weeks, okay, to allow, well, first of all, to go ahead and cry for a while, let it all out, get all those screams and kicks out, you know what I mean? And just kind of do what you need to do. And then you have to get a job, you know, you have to start over, you know what I mean? And it was a situation, okay?
Yeah.
So it was a lot going on. Everything was being thrown at me that you can even think of.
So I'm stuck on, you said you gave yourself 10 days.
I gave myself 10 days.
That's not even, you said 2 weeks, but that's not even 2 weeks.
Mm-mm. But I knew that I had rent coming up. I knew that, and these are things that I wasn't having to take care of, you know, in that space. Like, just the
breadwinner.
Breadwinner,
and
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, and then again, I had just had my son. So it was just a mess. And
so, what I'm thinking of, you just had your son. Maybe potentially what a lot of us deal with, you could have been going through some postpartum.
Yeah, it was.
Depression.
That part was even another thing because it was just a hellish experience. It was a lot.
Your pregnancy was a hellish experience.
Okay, so this was my first C-section that I had. And then the C-section didn't heal correctly. So I had to take care of my own womb at home. Like, it was a mess. Everything was just a
So, wait a minute. You had to take care, but you guys didn't divorce until 3 months after you had the baby. So why did you have to take care of your own womb?
As soon as that little last little strip or whatever came off of that incision at that time, then that's what it was. You know, as soon as we were able to go outside, and then it just, everything.
That's when he was like, oh, y'all good now?
And I don't know what, you know, he was like, because after the way he did it, I didn't even care. It didn't even matter. All I had time to think about was where I was at and how I had to keep, you know, my things up. And I'm still in the same house that I was in when he left.
Wow. Wow. And I remember him. I ain't gonna call no names. So I don't know for legal
reasons
and everything like that. I'm gonna call you out, Sean. With the locks.
With the jock. With the dark.
Stay away. I, you know, so, and I ain't gonna say how, I mean, you spell S-E-A-N, not S-H-O-W-N. Or S-H-O-N.
You know, and the thing is, it's just like, I don't know, it's life, you know what I mean? You just gotta keep it moving, and then I try to take the time to sit down. I don't know.
So, you mentioned that it's life and we just have to keep it moving, which is what a lot of us do, which I say is that nobody got, you know, the back to the being, ain't nobody got time for this. Because if we were to really sit in the fact that I just had a baby, a postpartum, going through a C-section, and I have, so if anybody know what that pain is like, we're going through it now. Some of y'all got tummy tucks and all that kind of stuff and ain't had no kids. Y'all may know a little bit about it. Ever experienced a C-section, that pain is...
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. And 3 months old, your third child, and husband is like, deuces.
Well, honestly, husband did something and I said, deuces.
Oh, you said deuces.
I kicked him out.
Okay. You want to share what husband? I mean, I ain't trying to put you on the spot or anything.
No, but I mean,
what you do, Sean?
Right, right.
I mean, legal ramifications,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
No, I get it. I made a decision. Like, I had already, I don't know. I just literally bled for him in a different kind of way. Because like I said, my incision didn't even heal. So I had to go home with the wound back.
Mm.
And there was times where I actually had to clean it out myself.
Like, oh my God. And you got a whole husband.
Look, he couldn't stand it. Like, look, when I tell you, girl.
You couldn't stand it.
No,
I mean,
that
you
was where I was at with him.
You gonna wipe my ass when I'm old and crippled?
No.
I mean, if you can't stand this and you helped create this job, how
right.
you gonna do anything
okay,
else?
Okay, that's like check one, right?
So for you to leave mm-hmm. with a 3-month-old child because he did something.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll say what he did, but we're going to take some guesses.
Right, right, right. Okay. I mean, it was
either is infidelity.
Right.
Sometimes I might be like, oh, I can forgive and we can work through, do some counseling. So that might not lead to divorce after 3 kids and a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
Get somebody else pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crack.
No.
Or Matt.
It was the infidelity thing.
Oh, okay, we go. He's like, look, I ain't even gonna put that out there. Because I'm like, look, it had to be, look.
Yeah, no. It was the infidelity.
You start burning through our money because you went through on these drugs and
Yeah, no. It wasn't anything like that. Actually, what was so crazy is that it was just the way that it was done. And then after it was done, the comment was, like, it was a vindictive move. So it was something planned to get me, even to have my son, like, we planned my son. You know what I mean? Like, we planned the third
so
child.
It was all planned
it was
out
plan,
that I'm
so,
gonna get you pregnant and I'm gonna wait.
Yeah.
And then she.
Man, that junk threw me. So it was just like a hell no, you know what I mean? Like, listen.
N-I-G-G-A-H.
No.
Nigga, seriously?
Yeah.
But my thing is, because this story may resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens, as I was saying, what we often do is that we know I cannot live and focus on this.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's coming up for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of times what happens is that we have this unresolved trauma based in core beliefs from when we were children and in our childhood. And we can get into, if you want, a little bit about your childhood and things like that. But what happens a lot of times is that then, you know, when we come into this earth, we come in as a slate clean. We don't know nothing about nothing.
Right.
We depend on our families, our parents, society, extended family, and the world around us to teach us about ourselves, others, and the world around us.
Right.
And so oftentimes in those early developmental years, we're taught different things and these are our core, they become our core beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, I was raised in a single parent household with my mom. Mm-hmm. I don't know where my dad is, but you know, I'm seeing everybody else with their dad. And so now I'm feeling like I'm unlovable or not good enough or whatever. For my dad to stay around or, you know, poverty, latchkey, yada, 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 can instill, I'm unlovable, I'm unlikable, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, and I'm not that.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of us, you know, we cannot live in that with that being the focus.
Mm-hmm.
As I tell my clients oftentimes is that if we were to live in that, we'd be in somebody's mental institution in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
You know, but most of us, like, I got kids, I gotta go to school, I got bills, I got a job, I can't be back there. You know, I got adulting, and I gotta pull up my big girl panties or my big boy boxers and keep it moving. Yeah. So that's why we give ourselves 10 days. Mm-hmm. And it's not really resolving that. Because I would even say, even in therapy.
Yeah, no, it didn't resolve it at all. And I paid for that too. Please believe, later on,
Even in therapy, you're not getting done in 10 days. So what we're doing is we're just like burying it.
Yeah, just burying it, covering it completely up. And I knew that's what I was doing too. I knew it. But it's like, excuse me, I didn't get hit with that until maybe about 2 years later.
Okay. So tell us about that, because you're able to, you kind of, what I often say is that I have these jars.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
My grandma. Don't come to my house. Because I got all these mason jars in the cabinet, and you come to get my house, you want to help yourself. Because I'm always like, oh, help yourself. Oh, you want something to drink? Go ahead and get a jar in the cabinet. You go into the wrong cabinet.
Uh-oh, what you going to find, girl?
No, it's going to come crashing down.
You're going to have a whole bunch of
all my mason jars.
Really?
All my ish. Yeah. Now, of course, I'm Dr. O.
Right.
I done worked through all of that. Mm-hmm. Okay, not all.
Mm-hmm.
Some.
Hey.
Because don't get it fooled. Just I'm a therapist.
No.
Every therapist needs a therapist.
Absolutely.
I done been through.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I'm still going through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I got, you know, and it can't dwell on it because I got the business and I got the clients and I got the this. So where does it go? I bury it.
Yeah. Until you can deal with it.
Or you put it in. You remember, like, when you were a kid, those, when you played a joke, and I remember they had those, like, cans with the worms in them.
Oh, yeah.
And you push the jar.
And
you'd be like, here, open this. And then pops up and everything.
Yeah.
That is what most of us do.
Yeah.
No, we have that can and we push and we push and we push and we put the top on it.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we walk in and we accidentally knock that can over
and
the top pops off.
Right.
And now what we do with all of this. So it sounds like what you're saying is that either that cabinet with your mason jars come crashing down, either your dog who was in the backyard went through and was, you know, digging up and digged up your box of stuff, or either that can, the top came off of that can and all, everything spilled out.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that?
Well, for me, the big spill out, I guess, we were talking about.
The big spill out, the breaking point.
The breaking
point. Or as I should say, the straw that broke the camel's back.
No, really,
back. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so the breaking point for me was when I was able to, I don't know, it's like, when it came to the kids, I always kind of had like this soft thing where I'm like, okay, you wouldn't do that to the kids, or you wouldn't do this, that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, once I realized that that had happened, where, you know, the kids were just kind of experiencing a lot of what I was going through.
Okay.
Then it just really kind of broke me down in a different way, because from when it had happened, I was just in go mode, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just trying to survive, just trying to keep it moving and all of that. Now, for those 10 days, I was meditating, I was doing readings, I was getting myself together. And I mean, you wouldn't believe it, but even in the middle of my meditation, somebody called me and asked me to come and manage their spa for a couple months.
Oh, wow. And this was even before you even...
Before I was even an esthetician.
Yeah.
Before I had even went to school, I had no idea that I would have an interest in that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realize now is that those are just all the seeds. And I was praying then, and I was manifesting then.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just kind of coming back for me.
Okay.
And just in a whole different way. Even with my relationships, because I'm still finding myself right now at another, they say the cross, but I call it the crossroad. Where I'm at another crossroad where I'm having to make some of the same type of decisions.
Okay.
But with my more matured self. That's what I meant by that.
Can you tell us a little bit more about
that?
Yes, about that and making those same types of decisions with your matured. So I have so many questions. Like,
oh, no. I started crying. I'm all over the place.
I'm running through my mind. That's why I like talking to you
because you get it. You catch it.
I'm hoping by the time you answer this, I won't forget my
question. Okay.
And sometimes I just want to be like, look, answer this question, this question, this question, because it's all on top of my head right now.
Okay.
But let's start out with your doing this or going through it again, as you said, with your matured self. So how many years has it been now when you say that you're matured self?
Man, so I've been divorced now for about 10 years. It's actually been 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is the 10th year.
Okay, so you're 10. Oh, yeah. Wow.
I was married 10 years, and then this is the 10th year of, you know, us being divorced.
Yeah. So it's kind of also like a new birth, because next year will be
telling you,
like...
Listen.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
So you said that you kind of, you're so excited about next year, but you said you're kind of going through that experience again.
Yeah.
And with a new birth.
Yeah. Yeah. So like right now, I'm just, and this is not just happening in one particular part of my life. It's happening like all over the place. And I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
I made the prayer. Y'all know what prayer I'm talking about. Lord, anything that ain't gonna serve me, get rid of it and get it, let it fall off me. You know, I'm there, okay? Yeah, so hallelujah. So I've been there for a minute now, and I've been there for good reason, because it's just, like I said, I do readings, and I've always known myself to be like intuitive, you
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
And just able to connect with other people like as an empath.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, man, with that, it's just like everything now is just as clear as it's ever been before.
Wow.
And that's why I say my more mature self. Because now I can even see myself just differently. Like, I just see myself differently since I've done a lot of the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like, really sat down and listened to those feelings and see what it is that I'm telling myself, see what it is that I'm thinking and feeling, you know, all of that stuff. So it's just go time now, you know,
it's
for the next 10 years. I mean, I hope I ain't got to drop nobody off next time, but
we ain't dropping nobody else off. Oh, so, I mean, if you're not dropping nobody else.
I am going through some breakups, like, it just
are you doing any pickups? So are you picking any?
I am, because here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
The only way that you get to experience, like, real good, uncontained, unconditional love is to just open your heart, right? And allow yourself to receive and give. And I personally cannot stand being closed down. I don't like, as soon as I feel something, I'm like, wait, what's that? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? What is that? I'll be trying to ask the question.
So the question is mm-hmm. that I hear all this, and not to call you out or anything, mm-hmm. it's going back to, was married for 10 years.
Yeah.
10 is a number.
It's a number for me. Yeah.
You were married 10 years, mm-hmm. which is only, if we know numbers, zero is just a placeholder.
Right.
So you gotta look at one.
One.
And what that means, mm-hmm. the meaning behind one, mm-hmm. the beginning, mm-hmm. the one, the beginning, the end, the infinite. Y'all, look, don't get me to start talking about.
Go on, start it now.
But it comes up again, because you said you gave yourself how many days?
10 days.
10 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For healing.
Mm-hmm.
And how long has it been?
10 years.
10 years. Baby. Mm. 10, 10, 10. When I say take away the zero, that's 1, 1, 1.
What you got? 3, 16.
Thank
my
you.
Birthday. Come on, quit playing.
Your what?
My birthday.
What's your birthday?
3, 16, baby.
What are we talking about? This numerology.
Come on, numerology. You know I know.
Come on. Y'all spiritualists and Christians out there, what's 3 stand for? Mm-hmm. The Father, the Son, the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Completion, baby.
That's
completion.
Right. Yeah.
And transition into the next.
And transition. And that's what keeps happening. And I'm so grateful every time. Every time it happens, I'm more grateful, and it gets better and better and better. And I get to keep more of, like, just the peace about it. Now I understand why the elders are all calm or whatever. I get it. I get what they're doing. I get why. And it's just, Ashe.
Ashe. So, going back to the 10 days that you gave mm-hmm. yourself, mm-hmm. and we, as we discussed, there's not a lot of time in there. You said not until maybe like 2 years later.
Right.
Did it really come back
mm-hmm.
for you.
Girl, I had a whole nervous breakdown.
So tell us a little bit about that and how you went through maybe even your healing, because our mission here mm-hmm. is to normalize you know, these issues that we experience, identifying them as trauma and saying it's okay. And but because I was traumatized or this was a traumatic event, then I gotta take this serious and I gotta maybe get some more help.
No, really.
So you had a whole nervous breakdown. And for some, they might be like, okay, sis, I got you. You can do it. You got your own. I see who you are now. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your own business. You got four kids. You're taking care of them. You got your own products. You know, you was married for 10 years. Then you got, you know, divorced. And in 10, you gave yourself 10 days and you bossed up. And you got all the success. But what they don't realize is this didn't come.
It wasn't
3 months after baby boy
and
was born.
Right. Okay, so I did actually get, I did a lot. I was just, I move fast. I do move pretty fast. And I can say that, I can admit that. But it's for a reason. I'm Pisces. Okay, so I'm a water sign. And it's like, I can't really stew too long in something uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like, it's just how I am.
Do you resonate with that song? Beg me, I'm done. Bring me well, I don't know the song. Y'all know the song.
Now you
the water
song.
Song. Y'all know the, what's the water song?
The water song.
Water. Come on. Behind the scenes. Y'all know who was that doing that, and they poured a little water bottle on theyself and they little me. It's like an Afro beat, and I can't even think. You know who you are.
It sounds nice though.
Yeah. I know y'all know what I'm talking about now, cause it's just all over. And the artist, come on to Dr. O,
hey,
so that we
through.
Will never forget who you
I'm
are.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Y'all about to have me pour this eggnog on myself,
saying.
But it wouldn't look like eggnog. And I don't want y'all thinking that it's
right after dark.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that kind of after dark. No.
Girl, please. That's what they're going to be sending all types of requests and everything. That's.
I ain't got my ring on today. I'll after dark on, you know, with the egg, with the water. I'll be the water.
Oh man.
Yes, they play it in the background.
Let's see
too. Oh yes,
maybe there you go, I got you. There you go. Yeah, that part.
Make me sweat. Make me hot.
Oh my God, girl.
Give me water.
Yes. Anyway.
I love that song. So, Pisces, water sign, does that song resonate with you? That was the point.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do, usually when I make a decision about something, like, I've thought about it a very long time already.
Okay.
And then once I do it, then I just kind of, you know, I keep it moving real swift with it, you know what I mean? And I did go right into another relationship and had been,
how soon after? Your divorce or your separation?
Hold up, Miss. You got my scratch in the back of my head now.
Cause we're gonna get in the we normalizing this thing, and we're gonna get right into.
Well, I didn't jump right into a monogamous relationship. I had some fun.
Okay.
And it's after. I mean, it is what it is, and I'm glad it was. Okay, because at the end of the day, I had a great time. I love my life.
Whoever you were,
baby, I had a whole bunch of it fun.
And she needed that.
Okay.
After the divorce, I mean, I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'm gonna slip my nine.
If we do the math and we say, been divorced for 10 years. Was married for 10 years. That's 20 years.
Man.
So how old were you when you got married? She was young.
21. I got married at 21.
Listen.
Yeah.
She got married. So that means that by time she was divorced at 31.
Man, y'all let me outside. I'm sitting there still like this. I got my backpack up.
Yeah, she was sold them oats like they said and coming to America. She was like, I'm going to Atlanta.
Yeah. And
the black Mecca.
And you know, we were already here, so it was just like, okay. And then because within my marriage, and I'm saying this now, looking back, I'm sure he's, you know, I don't know what he is now, so I'm just gonna say this.
Hopefully he's better.
Yes, of course. Hopefully he better. You know,
Mister. Saying
bless
no names.
His heart. Bless his heart. But anyways.
But I ain't even gonna lie.
Okay. What? You better reveal something. I can feel it.
So you know what had happened was.
What had happened was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm listening. I was single at the time when we met.
Okay.
I ain't meet you first.
Okay.
I ain't meet the kids first.
Oh, you met Sean first. Oh, okay. Okay. Tell me something new.
When I seen him, mm-hmm. like just kind of pulling up in the parking lot, and I just moved over there. Yeah. And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
You know how we get. We get to Sakamo. Yeah, yeah. We get to be like, stop friendly.
Hey, yeah, hey,
oh, what's your name? My name is Olivia. I'm new to the neighborhood. Oh, y'all think y'all nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know, nice to meet you, too. Let me introduce you to my...
Yeah, I don't want to meet that helper.
Yo, what?
Right.
He had like these long ass locks that was down his back. Yeah. And I was like, mm-hmm. you know, take them locks and just wrap it around your head.
Girl.
Then she come. Then here she come. then. But no, honestly.
She is such a man. Oh my God, girl.
I dodged the bullet.
I dodged the bullet.
Yeah. And then I would say, you know, she is the reason why I have locks.
Oh, yeah.
To this day. Yes. Oh, so my daughter, you guys, I talk a lot about my daughter. She's 11 and I do her hair love. You know, do her hair. She had very fine hair like mine. And she extremely tender-headed.
Tender-headed, yeah.
I don't know where she got the idea from, but she decided one day she wanted locks because she thought that she wouldn't have to get her hair done.
That's why Naya did her.
And so when she's 11, she was probably about 7 or 8 years, you know, years old mm-hmm. when, you know, this happened. And I was like, I ain't liking your beautiful goddess hair that's long and curly and this. But she was adamant on getting locks. Wow. And so I said, okay. By that year, I had always said that I had wanted to get locks by my 40th birthday. Because I felt like 40 was old, but...
Now you know.
But not... It was still young enough for me to have another life and grow my locks and enjoy it and have a different persona.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just older than the pressing and the weaves and the wigs and all that kind of stuff. So anyways, mm-hmm. my daughter came to me wanting this. At first, I was like, and then I remembered your daughter. Mm-hmm. Her daughter has had lots. I don't know how old she was when she first got them. But when we met second, third grade, her daughter's hair was locked. And I'll admit.
Yeah, she was like, why she put that in the baby head? Mm-hmm.
Like, at first, I was judging. I was like, who would lock their daughter's hair? And da 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 da. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I was like, pops to the paper. I'm like, hey, that girl got, and you know, her kinky.
But
hair.
I didn't understand it.
That thing, you know?
I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, once she got into what, like high school or something, I think she cut her locks out.
She cut them all off. Mm-hmm.
And nowadays she has very beautiful, long mm-hmm. hair and everything else. But that was kind of back into that slave mentality. Yeah. I tell people all the time is that, you know, I've always had like long hair and, you know, and things like that. And so I was not I like cut my hair. Mm-hmm. Never, you know, how you have, I've here once, you know, but I could not cut my hair. Yeah. So when I joined the Navy and I had to cut my hair for the first time, mm-hmm. that was a traumatic event. You know, for me. Mm-hmm. And I was so mad. I tell people this story all the time. Yeah. Two things that pissed me off with that. Number one, I love my cousin, who I call my auntie, mm-hmm. and my godmother to death. But she's a beautician, mm-hmm. and she lives in Louisiana. So I had went to Louisiana before I left for boot camp, and I was gonna go to her to have her give me a nice little bob mm-hmm. or something to come up to my ears that what the native require. Went to her, she gave me, and she just like cut my hair like straight. Across my hair is thick, so it was like out here and just straight. It was horrible, a hot mess. So then I got this horrible haircut. I get to boot camp, and a couple of days in boot camp, one of my bunkmates or people that was in boot camp with me, she's like taking out these braids, mm-hmm. and she got hair like down to here. Mm. I'm like, they didn't make you cut your hair? Right. How you get to keep all your hair?
Yeah.
She said, I had my hair braided up and I had a weave and they cut the weave and that got me. I was like,
dang.
She's like, my recruiter told me that. I mean,
dang.
Lee, I know you was the one that started, and I ended up leaving with another guy who I don't even remember the name of that recruiter. That's how irrelevant he was. Mm-hmm. And so maybe he did not know the weave secret.
But really?
But come on. Ugh. Mr. Lee Bush, my favorite. Lieutenant? Are you still lieutenant? Anyways, you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. My big brother. You mm-hmm. should have told me how to preserve
your hair.
Exactly. Ooh. And so after that, I had never cut my hair again. And then I had cut it just before I got my locks because a natural hairstylist who I will not name, mm-hmm. but I will say their salon is no longer open. But had damage to my hair to wear in certain parts, like in the front, it will no longer go back to my natural curl pattern because they had the heat damage. Oh, they had put heat damage or whatever, you know, to it. So whenever I wear my hair natural, and I love to wear my hair natural, it would be this piece.
The straight piece.
And it was horrible.
Oh, it was right in the front?
And it was horrible. So I had them cut off my hair, and that was the first time I had cut my hair. Not as low as yours.
Okay.
But it was cut low, and it was longer on the top. It was cute when I first got it done.
Yeah.
But then maintaining it, you know who Rockadoodle is?
Oh, girl, it's a lot of things.
Y'all never seen the movie Rockadoodle?
No. What is Rockadoodle?
It's like a rooster. Look it up. Yeah, the cartoon rooster and Rockadoodle.
Oh,
Rockadoodle was the day. He was like a little rock star. That's who my hair looks like.
Oh man, no.
It swooped like a Rockadoodle. I was like, I could not wait until once it started growing out again.
Wow.
And now I, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I think if one day I might go just all the way bald or something like that,
Slightly, like I'm just kind of tiptoeing on it.
Uh-huh.
Just to do a nice little ball fade. Maybe. We'll see.
I mean,
I used to do it. Like just with waves.
Well, I can see it, but what I think of when I see it is, you know,
What? I'm a gangster way before I do it though. I'm like a boy.
No. Jada.
Jada Pinkett. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, with so much controversy. Now, with that, you might snag you a wheel.
Girl, but do I want one? That's the question.
Well, Cut. Because Will Smith, y'all ain't gonna talk about Willard.
I love Will. I'm just saying, I don't want anything up in there.
I mean, you married, I'm married.
I can't. Is this
you know just Will since Smith? Parents don't understand.
Somebody get this to Will.
I sleep with your book.
Oh, do you really? Oh,
yeah. Yes, on my nightstand.
What book is it?
His book.
Really?
Did she just say what book is it?
No, I got both
Will's and I did, and because just because she's attached to you and the longevity of your family and everything, I went ahead and bought Jada's book too. So I got Will. Jada is not on my nightstand like yours, baby. You know.
I'm just saying.
So Willard.
Not Willard.
Now,
are we doing Willard now?
After reading through the book everything, I realized I may be a little bit more chocolate than your normal caramel and white chocolate. But let me tell you, baby. Ooh,
yeah, girl, tell her.
This milk chocolate is oh so sweet. Come on to Dr. O. So before we go, literally, I know. Y'all excuse me.
It's okay.
She knows.
I know.
And we gonna just get into it. So tell us a little bit about your products, which you brought for us here today. Because again, now, do we even add inventor?
Oh, no, but that.
Or scientist?
Which is like a chemist.
On all, you know, yeah, chemist. Man. I mean, because she whipping up her own.
Oh, man. Yeah, so this is my product right here. This pamphlet is referring to Nutramail. And the reason I call it Nutramail is because it's a cream that neutralizes the skin, like the melanin, any type of reactions going on. It's anti-itch.
Mail stands for like the melanin?
Melanin.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking like Nutramail, oatmeal.
No,
Mail. Weeks.
Mail. Nutramail. Okay. It neutralizes the melanin in your skin. So even if you have like dark spots or... a lot of times people get allergic reactions because actually eczema is an allergic reaction.
Really?
It's from the environment or whatever in it that
you're. And I get eczema, and that's another reason I don't wear my rings and a lot of jewelry because I will sweat and you know.
And then it just starts going off. Yeah. So but yeah, it's like an allergic reaction. So Nutramail would basically calm it down and neutralize things out. And then,
You know, as I was saying earlier, you also had a kind of specialty that was going on during the holiday season. And I got it from my husband. And one of the reasons why I wanted to get it for my husband was because he had blackheads. And with that, you used your product and you were saying how that even works for like acne. It helps to bring up the impurities, you know. Then and in your package, it came with the manicure and pedicure. And you mentioned how, you know, we can put this on, you know, our feet. And TMI, but I suffer from hemorrhoids. And you were like, this even works for
this is saying to go on hemorrhoids, honey. And it does. It really does. Like, okay, but the thing is, okay, so as far as acne, you can use it on acne-related scars. But if you have an actual acne breakout, then sometimes putting something as heavy as a shea butter could, you know, be harmful.
Okay.
But I have had people say that they've used it in that space and it worked out well. But to me, you know, chemically, it doesn't quite make much sense. But I don't know. Either way. But yeah, but as far as the hemorrhoids as well, eczema, psoriasis, and then if you have like old surgery mm-hmm. You know, scars.
Scars and wounds.
Because like my initial story with this one is actually like when I made it in school, and I made it to be like a deodorant during my cosmetology classes. Because imagine like 15 people in one room with blow dryers.
Okay,
right. So we hot, we sweating, we just, it's funky.
Funky.
Yes, I'm like, this degree.
Stank-a-dank.
Everybody know, nobody know nothing that's gonna make this stop happening. You know what I mean? So I had to go make, I had to go make me something.
So this is deodorant too?
I slap it up there real quick. But the whole, that was the purpose of me making it in the first place, right? So, and I wanted to do something like, I mean, TMI, but like for the pubic area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but remember I had that big old
section. Oh, it was that funk in there too.
Well, it was just, I was sweating and then I ain't like that because we have different, you know, different stuff going on.
That fishy smell.
No, it wasn't no fishy smell.
Not you, I'm just saying. But some of your classmates.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, wait a minute, that smell like some
pussy on it. And tuna.
Y'all now, you know.
But anyway. You need a neutral male.
Yeah, so I basically made my first batch, and this wasn't the very first one that I made. I kept trying over and over, but either way, maybe like the third or fourth try, then it was just like perfect. And I used it and it got rid of my C-section scar.
Really?
Yes. So I'm like, wait.
Wait, hold up.
Yes.
Look.
This is how I knew it was even a
thing. How long did it take to get rid of your C-section?
It did not take long. I wasn't even in school for more than a year. So it literally only took like maybe
up
about
to a year.
No, it didn't take that long. Like just a couple months.
Now I'm just saying because I got my C-section scar.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do a follow up. I'm gonna start using this.
Take a picture.
And I'm gonna do a follow up. I just want to know.
Yeah.
Do I need to do a follow up in like 3 months, six months, 9 months,
take
or 12
a picture
months?
After about 2 weeks? But you got to put it on every day. If you remember, I'm not good at stuff like that. But either way, if you remember to put it on there every day. Take a picture and then take a picture after a week and keep doing it, you know, to see. And then what happens is it's actually not only neutralizing the melanin, but it's actually neutralizing the scar tissue as well. So
come on, Shark Tank!
Keloids.
Come on, Shark Tank!
Keloids are literally going down and, you know, smoothing out. It's all natural. So I figured out a formula for real. It came to me in a dream. I know y'all probably looking at me like I'm crazy, but I promise you that happened.
Listen, ma'am, no.
It came to me in a dream, and I have a little notepad by my bed, and I get up and write stuff all the time.
So y'all heard it and saw it here first. So any of y'all trying to market it and pull this up, because this, I can't explain how amazing this product is.
Thank you.
So Shark Tank, all y'all, I mean, I'm getting 10%.
Come on, get your 10%, Fred. You done earned it too.
I get 10% from putting and for introducing
absolutely
this wonderful product.
Yeah.
And this is 10% on top of what she getting. It ain't part of her 10%.
Right.
Just know that y'all gonna give me some type of title.
Yeah.
Producer.
Yeah. Oh, you gonna be that for sure.
Executive of.
Oh, man.
Product.
Yeah.
Inflammation on social media. Y'all gonna give me some title.
Yeah.
Because we gotta get this out here.
That's the thing. That's what we're
so where
on right
can
now.
They purchase this? Where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me online. Pretty much everything is connected with all things nakednectar.com. And also with IG is all things nakednectar_. And that's pretty much it.
All things naked.
All things naked nectar.
Nectar.com. I gotta have you back.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely coming
more products, and you know I gotta have you back for the. I'm really gonna do the.
You should. I'm telling you.
And I got another scar right here.
And if you got some calluses too on them feet, put it on there for one good week. I don't know.
I ain't got calluses.
Anybody got calluses?
Yeah, y'all got calluses.
It don't even matter. You know, put it on there and then just throw it on there. It's going to roll right off.
My hug, I mean.
Ooh, girl, don't you get to tell nobody business now.
I ain't say it, but what I said was we can take the before and after, well, the pictures of that.
Please
hot.
Do. I'm begging you to. Yeah. Itchy titty. My sister had an itchy titty because she had a actual.
Yeah, what the hell is itchy titty?
This is
Dr. O behind the scenes
But my sister had a incision from a breast reduction and she complained constantly about this itchy titty. So she's always going in scratching it. Years!
The scar was itching,
you know? The scar was itching. So with that being done, she put the stuff on there and she has to do it in the morning and literally no more itchy. And that was after 9 years.
So if y'all got an itchy titty or itchy balls or whatever's itching on you.
If it's itching, it's definitely anti-itch for sure.
It is. And we have, you brought up that one. We have the two sizes.
Yes, we have the two sizes. Which one is that you have there? Is that two?
I think this is the big one.
That's the big one? Okay.
Look, this is Dr. O After Dark. Y'all don't mind me not knowing how to open up the box. I figured it out.
No, that's the little one. That's the small one.
Wait.
So that is the 2 ounce right there.
Oh, this is 2 ounce? Mm-hmm. And what is this? And what this is the one, other one that you had? What is this size?
That one is just a half an ounce. And I'm
half an ounce.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then this one right here is the 4 ounce.
Okay, this is the one I have.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all, they have them in 3 different sizes. Mm-hmm. I keep this one right here, the half an ounce, like in my handbag, in my purse, and I just use it really quick. Like even if you got the blemishes and things like that on your face, on your hands, I just do it on my hands, do it on my face and be looking all glowy while working on my skin and my scars and rejuvenating everything.
Awesome.
Nutramail. And where we find you at?
AllThingsNakedNectar.com.
All Things Naked Nectar.
.com.
Y'all make sure y'all check out my girl Z.
Yeah.
And holla at me.
Yes, holla at her.
To, you know, we're gonna bring this on a big scale.
For sure.
Because I'm her manager.
All right, let's go. You know, I'm here for it.
I'm her manager. All Things Naked.
You like saying that, though.
Yeah.
Naked.
Well, you know, we had another guest on here who does like sea moss.
Oh, yeah.
And the way he used to... He had lots of like...
Ooh, really? Right.
Hey, Shauna, I think that's your name. You know, it was, you know, his wife's name.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just asked you as well. You already know. But.
Yeah.
And he was like, their slogan was, what was it? Like, sea moss. You know, somebody was like, and I was say that again. And now he was like,
Now
I was like, yeah, Mufasa. But I was just looking at that.
I'm
sea moss the ball. So when I think of that, I'm thinking like naked.
Nectar. Whatever. Naked. I can't make my sound right.
Nectar.
Well, you put on the N roll, the NR. There you go. Oh, you do that good, girl. All right.
Yeah, I do that good. My husband said.
I see.
What my husband said.
Bye. You got me kicking for real. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you, man. That was everything.
Girl, I gotta have you back because this was a good time.
Let me come back. Let me come back.